Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 80, Mizmor Pei. Psalms 80 and 81 are sister psalms. I believe you can only appreciate the second one after having read the first. But first, a small Israel story. I was once at a tax office many years ago trying to understand why I was being charged so much in taxes. I sat waiting for the non-religious clerk who was busy binding a book. I inquired with him as to what he was doing. And he responded he was binding his commentary on the Torah. Shocked, I confirmed with him that he wrote a book on the Torah, and he responded affirmatively. I told him that I'd written one on Psalms. He said, actually, I have a question about Psalm 81, and he reached back and pulled out his Tanakh. So there I was, sitting in the tax office with a non-religious tax clerk discussing Tanakh. His question concerned the meaning of this psalm, and I explained it to him that it is incomprehensible without first reading Psalm 80. And so we did. The structure of Psalm 80 is as follows. Verse 1 is a title. Verse 2 to 4 are a call for God, to God for salvation, with 4 being a refrain asking God to shine his light upon Israel's faces. Verses 5 to 8 cry out to God, asking how long God will ignore his people. The refrain, once again, asking God for salvation. Verses 9 to 12 present a parable of a vine. 13 to 19 are the interpretation of that parable and a request from God. And verse 20 repeats the refrain, God, return us, shine your light upon us, save us. Yisrael hazina, katzon Yosef Yosef Ekrovim Hufiya. Elohim hashiveinu v'ayir panecha v'yinivashea. Give ear. God, shine forth. Stir up your strength and come and save us. Let your face shine upon us and we shall be saved. The theme of the psalm is appear, hofia. The psalmist desperately asks God to reveal himself 4 times in the psalm. Because revelation equals salvation, right? Adonai Elohim Tzvaot, Ad Matai Ashanta B'Tfilat Amecha, Echaltam Lechem Dima V'Tashkemu V'Dmaot Shalish, Tisimenu Madon Lashchenenu V'Evenu Yilagu Lamu, Elohim Tzvaot Hashivenu V'Eir Panecha V'Nivashea. O Lord, God, how long are you going to be angry against the prayer of your people? You feed them with the bread of tears and give them tears to drink in great measure. You make us a strife to our neighbors and our enemies. Laugh. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine upon us, and we will be saved. Calling out to God directly, he asks God, how long will you smoke the prayers of your nation? The usage of the word smoke here is interesting, as it is taken to become angry. Perhaps because smoke in the nostrils is an image of anger. He then uses the argument that Israel is ridiculed by the stronger nations, which is embarrassing to God. So, restore, let your face shine, bring salvation. In order to punctuate the request and the desperate condition he's in, he employs a metaphor. Gefen Mitzrayim Tasiya Tigaresh Goyim Yatita'a. Pinita lefaneva tashreish sharasheva tamela eretz kisu harin silav anafei arzei el teshalach kitzirei ad yam vel nahar yon kotea. You've brought a vine from Egypt. You've cast out the nations and planted it. You cleared a space for it. You caused it to take deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade and the mighty cedars with its boughs. She sent out her boughs to the sea and branches to the river. Israel is compared to a vine plucked out of Egypt and replanted in the land. After clearing away all the rocks and debris, meaning the other nations who occupied that land, the metaphor continues to discuss the seeming success of these vines, which are protected and flourish in the land, nourished by the rivers. But then, continuing with the metaphor, the psalmist screams out to God, Lama paratzta gdereha ve'arua kol ovrei derech yekar semena chazir miyayin miyar v'ziv sada yirena. Elohim tzvaot shuv na habet mishamayim urev kod gefen zot. V'kanashu natayim mimecha v'abeni matzalach. Tzufa ve'esh ksucha migarat panecha yovedu tin yadcha li shiminecha v'en adam imatzalach. V'lo nasog mimecha techayenu uv'shimcha nikra. Why have you then broken down her hedges of this poor vine? So all who pass will pluck her fruit. The boar from the wood destroys it, and the wild beast devours it. Return, God, look down from heaven. Behold and have regard for this vine and the vineyard which your right hand has planted and the branch that you've made strong for yourself. It's burned with fire and is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of your countenance. Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the son of a man whom you made strong for yourself. Then we'll never turn back from you. Revive us and we'll call upon your name. If only God would appear. If only he would shine his face upon us, look down from the heavens on his vine, then all would be right. We would be saved because we would react to God's presence with joy and righteousness, right? This is the sentiment presented in the psalm. It concludes with the refrain calling out to God over and over again. God, appear, shine down, reveal. For in that we will find salvation, and our vine will continue to bear luscious grapes and sustain us in this land. Adonai Elohim, Tzvaot, Hashiveinu, Ha'er Panecha V'nivasheya. Restore us, God. Let your face shine and we shall be saved. The only problem is that the psalm is a one-way address of an author in peril who yearns for the quick fix to solve all his problems. God's face equals salvation. But what would it mean for God to actually reveal himself? Is the psalmist really ready for that experience? The answer to that question, and to the psalmist himself, comes in Psalm 81.